Okay, this is a good question. So how do we determine the amount of security deposit an applicant will pay in order to obtain a lease? Well, first of all, let's talk about what a security deposit is. A security deposit is just simply that. It's a guarantee of the tenant for the written or agreed terms for the lease. The security deposit must go into a federally insured bank account that is labeled or named trust account. That information must be given to the applicant tenant as to where their monies are going to be maintained. Those monies do not belong to the agent, do not belong to the owner, they belong to the tenant. They're just simply there as a promise to do as everybody agreed to do. The deposit under normal circumstances, or if you will, reasonable risk, is the same as the rent. So if a property is leasing for $500 per month, then the deposit would be $500, and that's with reasonable risk. Hope that answers your question.